It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Monica Lovell.
I love it.
The beautiful Neva Pied is over there running the iPad with the assistance of my grandson, Angel. Woo-woo. And our guest this morning is one of my favorite sisters in Christ, hey. Pastor Tammy Bailey. How are you doing this morning?
So happy to be with y'all today.
Amen. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com.
Good job. You did it.
Or you can text it. We got a text line, y'all, so you can text it also to 580-485-0837. Or you can post it to our Facebook page, and we will do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Grants Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items. Woohoo, I think I got it all.
That's a mouthful, girl. On Monday morning?
My eye be twitching this morning. You Monday. Done seen it?
Yeah. Plus, it was like the time change, you know, all that.
Yeah. God's so faithful, though. Yeah, would you pray to start us out, please?
Yes. Father, we are so thankful to just be here today. God, we're so thankful for the opportunity to gather, really just freedom to come into this place, Lord. And not only that, just everybody who's gone out of their way to make this happen. God, we just ask you to bless them. Lord, it's a blessing to come here today and get into your word. Father, it's a wonderful way to start our week. And Father, we just invite you to come and have your way. Holy Spirit, you said that you'd come and give us what to say in the hour that we need it. We're not looking to preach out of man's wisdom, but we're looking for the demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power today. We ask you to come open every heart, every ear, every eye, and every mind to receive today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I like your title. Almost there. I see it. I can see it. We're almost there, y'all.
Yes. I mean it, girl. I didn't have the title today till I got here, and Sister Monica, boy, she spoke it out of her mouth. I said, that's the title. Thank you. I just always say, Holy Spirit, what's the title? I've never been good with titling things, you know. So it could have been titled many things. Could have been the ripening process. Mm. The Lord said the ripening process is what we're going to talk about as well today. But we want to talk a little bit first as we get into understanding. Hey, I want to say this. We're almost there. You're almost there. Child, don't give up. You're almost there. And so I want to start out by talking about what are we talking about? You're almost there. Every one of us are called according to God's purpose. Every one of us have a calling, okay? Every one of us have works that we've been ordained to walk out. Every one of us have a mission to fulfill, okay? Every one of us are doing things right now that we're waiting to see the fruit of that thing. And so God said, I want to give you encouragement today that you're almost there. You're about to see the fruit. You're about to see what you've been laboring so hard over. And so I want to get first right into our callings. We need to know a little bit about our callings, okay? So today I want to get into Ephesians 2:10. We're going to start there. Every one of us, like I said, have a calling on our life. Angel, you have a calling on your life, okay? And so every one of us, boy, he's back there doing this, man. I love it when somebody's that excited about their calling. He has a calling on his life. And so do you and I. And so Ephesians 2:10 is where we're going to start. It says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what? Good works, which God hath ordained before. Okay. The works that you're to walk out have already been ordained. Okay. And they were before ordained that we should walk in them. Okay. So what I love is God has really given me this revelation. He said, Tammy, in everything you're facing right now, this is my second go around. See, this is God's second go around. He sees the end from the beginning. Okay? It means he's already walked this out with you and I. He already knows the exact path we need to take. That's why he can be our guide. That's why we can be confident he's going to bring us out of everything we're going in. Now, he knows your calling. He's already called you. And so every one of us have a calling. We're his workmanship created to do the works he ordained for us. So he ordained before the foundation of the world. I just love that when I stop and think about that. Before he even laid the foundation of the world, he called you. He called you. Before then, praise God, that was a long time ago. And so he planned works for you to do, and you were called according to his plan. Did you notice that? He said that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And this is going to be according to his purpose and plan. Let's look at that. Turn to 2 Timothy 1:9. 2 Timothy 1:9 will be that scripture that will show us this. If I can get there. I should probably just have these all laid out so they're ready to go. But then I'd be confused about what I got marked here. 2 Timothy. Okay, 2 Timothy 1:9, it's going to say this. It says that God has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. This isn't based on what you can do. He isn't saying, you know what, I think that person is really good at finances, so I'm going to put them over my kingdom concerning finances. No, that's not how God goes about looking for things. See, he ordained you before the foundation of the world, okay? He called you before the foundation of the world. That means he's giving you what you need to fulfill his calling. See, isn't that so good? You see, sometimes we think, well, I'm really good at this, so this is my lane. But the reality is the only reason you're good at that is because God is the one who gave you that. You see, he was already equipping you before you even knew that you were called. You see, so he said he's called us not according to our works. This is not about you, but according to his own purpose and grace. See, he had a purpose for your life. You are called according to his purpose, not yours. Sometimes we think, oh, I want to be, you know, this is kind of what I dream. I remember when I was younger, it was like, you know, you'll be in school and they'll say, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's a good thing. But at the same time, when I went to college, I know people were like, oh, that girl, she drives me crazy, because I'd have to write like words and essays, and then I'd have to talk back and forth with different people. And so I'd always encourage them. I'd always say things like, now don't follow what you want to do. You know, God has, they're like, this is what I'm going to do, and blah, blah, blah. I said, make sure you've asked God that's what he wants you to do, because you are called according to his purpose, not yours. And I could tell, boy, they get irritated by me. They're like, oh, why is she so focused on that all the time? But it's because you are never going to fulfill your calling if you don't understand your calling is according to his purpose. You're going to fulfill his purpose and his plans. So you need to get with the Father and say, God, I need to know what your purpose is for my life. I need to know what your plan is for my life. I'm not going to run off and be this, this, and this because that's what I want to do in my heart. No, I'm going to seek you and say, is that what you want me to do? Now, he may have put it in your heart because he's called you to do that, but you need to ask him. You need to seek him on that. So we're called according to his purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus when? Before the world began. Oh my goodness, I love it. You see, all this was laid out before the world began. And so God, he gave you a calling. He called you. He gave you his purpose. He has already given works for you to do. And it was all before the foundation of the world. And so he's called you according to his purpose. Now, that word calling here in 2 Timothy 1:9, it means this. It means a vocation, okay? It means a type of work that you're suited for. I love it. And to which you are to give all your time and energy. Wow. Can you see why so many of us don't fulfill our calls? Because we don't give our full time and energy to the calling that God has on our life. You see, you've got to give yourself, really give all of yourself to what God wants you to do. And so you say, well, I need to know. How do I know what my calling is? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that. A vocation is a response to a call from beyond yourself, and you use your strengths and gifts, which God gave you, to fulfill the call, okay? So are you a child of God? Okay, well, if you're a child of God, then you're called to fulfill God's plan for your life, okay? Write that down for yourself. I'm supposed to fulfill God's plan for my life, okay? Amen. So he ordained it for you, and that's what he's calling you to walk out. In fact, you're going to stand before God and give an account as to if you did fulfill that. Remember when Jesus finished his journey here, he said, I fulfilled your work, God. He said, Father, I did what you sent me to do. Even Paul said it. Paul said, I finished what you sent me to do. You see, he finished the work God gave him. So when we get to the end of our life, are we going to be able to say, I finished the work God gave me to do? Because he's called you long before, and he gave you works to do. So we want to be able to get to the end and know that we've done what God called us to do. All right, so I used to think long ago, as long as I did that which was good, it was like, I'll just be a good Christian, and I'm going to obey God's word, and I'm going to, you know, do the things that I think are pleasing to him, and that should be enough. No, God said, I sent you to the earth for a purpose and a mission, and it was my purpose for your life. So God wants you to fulfill his purpose. So we have to do the Father's will. This is not about what I want, you know, this isn't about what I want to do with my life, what my heart desires. It's about what God desires for my life. And so you need to seek him as to what that is. Let's turn to Romans 11, 29. Let's turn to Romans 11, 29. Talks a little bit more about our calling. Can I stand here right now and tell you that I know what my calling is? Yes and no. Yes, it is to absolutely, my calling is to do the will of the Father. That's my calling. Now, the fulfillment of that, what that looks like, no, I can't stand here and tell you that. What I can tell you is that I'm just being faithful to do what he's given me to do in this season. You see, saints, if you'll just be faithful right where you are, you say, God, what is it that I need to be faithful for? You see, there was a season in my life where I was just being faithful to raise my children and raise them well, right? I was just being faithful to be who God called me to be in my household. There was a season where God had me doing different things all throughout life. You have seasons. And so I was learning to be faithful right where I was at. Okay, God's calling you to be faithful right where you're at. You see, right now, he's placed me in a position to pastor. So I'm learning to be faithful just right in this place.